Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know if you've missed the turd list, Tyler's gold medal, which, I mean, I really got away from Tyler. And Tyler, you have been this whole time, and many other people. I'm just not rooting for anyone. I hope it ends in a tie. I hope they both lose. If you haven't heard.
Just give us a meteor.
If you haven't heard Brian Cashman, the general manager, the guy whose job has been on the line seemingly the last 5 years every year, but he's hung on. If you haven't heard what he's had to say, you got to be rooting for Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers. Like, the last team you want to see win this thing is the Yankees, because I think they'll continue, especially if they'll continue to say things like this. Listen to this: that the Astros got nothing to do with what's going on right now in the World Series that starts tomorrow. Nothing to do with it. And here he goes, Brian Cashman. The general manager, he's been the general manager since Jeter was there. Listen what he has to say and just brings up. But then he's a real kind of punkish about it, because he don't say him by name. But he brings up the Astros in a way you know who he's talking about.
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
It's not how it starts. How does that mean to you? Let me hear.
It means a lot. And I hate the 15-year thing, because it doesn't – it completely forgets and discounts that some other organization cheated us when we were all the way in the end. You know, if you knew what was going on, I don't think they would be advancing at that during that time thing. I think we would have been advancing. So I hate that 15-year thing, because I don't think it accurately reflects history.
Maybe he's talking about the Red Sox.
I'm gonna be honest.
They didn't whoop that ass as much as the Astros did.
I'm gonna be honest.
He just brought that up.
Yeah, but Ron, like this really does it for me. Like, I'll be honest. The fans and even the media up there,
you're used
bringing
to
up the well, but it's just like.
You're used to them doing it.
It's tired. I know why they're doing it. You know, a lot of them are doing it just to get clicks. And so for me, it's just one of those, like, I just refuse to pay it any attention. But this I can get down with. As an Astros fan, to think that the Yankees general manager is, I mean, they are on the verge of a World Series. I mean, literally,
oh, World, going,
not, win,
gotcha,
not winning
gotcha.
A World Series, but literally being in a World Series. And he's taking 15 to 20 seconds of his day to take a shot at the Astros.
But no, but
you want to talk about living in Buddy's head? Just,
who's your
just
daddy now?
Flat out rent free.
Should like I this, say the Astros?
But he's really mad about it.
Oh yeah, he really believes. And the crazy thing is, this is a baseball dude that's lived in the world of just shady ass baseball. Like that. That's the crazy part to me is. The dudes that are in the game and coach the game, GM the game, they know how filthy baseball has been for years. I mean, and all of a sudden they're going to single out the Astros like they were the only organization doing what they were doing and nobody else was doing it. And it's this holier than now league that
really, can't really happy.
Come on, man. I just, most of it I don't subscribe to, but the general manager whining about it on the, like, literally the day before game one of the World Series is
I hate
is
the 15-year thing. I hate
yeah,
it.
he is really
so, Tyler, you're right. It is so whiny, just so, I mean, just super soft.
But the wild thing is, you, like, clearly you wonder how much they as an organization over this run where they have it. I mean, they have been in the World Series since A-Rod played in 2009.
Yeah.
Like you, like you.
Sounds great. These ancient daddies, Yankees.
But you would think that when you hear him say that, and how he still, like, there's nothing. Mad Dog Russo, hey, man, how's it feel about being,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, Russo's not even trying to leave him there.
No, hell, he didn't even, yeah, he wanted to go there. And the thing is like, clearly, I don't think they have been really taking a lot of, you know, accountability for them losing these series.
Right,
you can tell that they've probably been saying, no, man, the reason why it's been 15 years is because we've been cheated multiple times. I mean, hell, there's a part of the person that I maybe understand the most is Clayton Kershaw. With Clayton Kershaw's most devastating pitch is that curveball, and nobody swung and missed it at one time in that one start that he had. Outside, but even that, like, this series, man, ain't nobody even talking about the Astros. Where did this come from? I mean, you just came
rent
out of left
free,
field.
Ron. And rent you could, free in them domes.
And then to me, if you're going to do it, man, just say the team. Say the team. Like, say the Astros.
Yeah, say it with your chest.
Yeah, that was a...
But the other part of it, guys, is like... Like, you can tell, like, he's dead serious.
He's dead. It's kept him up at night.
I could laugh if it were just like if he were just answering the question and then kind of just winked and kind of said,
that was not tongue in cheek.
You know what was going on a couple years back. You know, I kept it moving. But my man, like he was talking about a divorce he went through or something.
Clint, he was the right follow up question away from going on a rant.
Yes, agreed. And Mad Dog didn't fall for it.
I'll tell you what, like, them fellas up in the Bronx are real good at talking loud, but they ain't good for much other than that.
Yeah, it's to a point where it's like they're like fans get. You know how fans if their team is lost and they will completely 100% blame it on officiating.
Yeah.
They're like literally blaming all of it on that. Every year it seems like since 2009 that they haven't made it, even though it's really thought to be just one. They're like, it is wild to me that he is still that fired up about it. All right, coming up, we got to get into the Rockets. They had their opening game yesterday, and it started out really, really well. And it did not end as well. We'll discuss the Houston Rockets as we continue, and we'll have our latest winner coming up as soon as this segment ends. Our latest winner coming up right here live at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.